Kevin, you must be pleased 4-0.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you play in the first round of a VAS against a team that we knew very little about, it was always going to be a difficult game. I think even by half time, it was on the knife edge for us. So we reorganised, we re-looked at what we needed to do in the second half, and I think comfortably got the result.
Well, to be fair, even though they had quite a bit of possession in that first half until they lost their player, Danny Crump in your goal had little to do throughout this match.
Yeah, and it's, I think that's testament to the other 10 players on the pitch as well, that the goalkeeper's almost a spectator for the 90 minutes. As you say, they had possession, but I think we defended that well and we took our chances when they came.
What did you think of the sending off on that 24th minute?
I think, yeah, without doubt, I think Miles is through. He's on the edge of the box. You can see he's dropping his shoulder, about to unleash the shot.
Miles Powell.
Yeah, and the players came from behind, took his legs. I think, obviously, it was going to be inevitable from then.
No covering players?
No, after that, he'd been straight through on the goalkeeper. So I think, yeah, without a doubt, it's...
It is the letter of the law, but it is disappointing that Haverhill Borough, up until that point, were competitive, well-organised, combative, but to lose a player, it's just so unfortunate, these instances.
So I think it is. I think I look at it that it's very... Very good ingenuity from my striker to get himself in a position where he's going through one-on-one with the goalkeeper as well. Yeah, it was a rash challenge from the player, and it, without doubt, it affected their performance.
And to exacerbate matters from the resulting free kick, Scott Chaplin put you ahead.
Yep, and without doubt, that's what Scott can do as well, and that's part of the reason we brought him in this year. He gets himself in those good little pockets in the box and deservedly got his goal.
After the break, inevitably, it was all one-way traffic. You scored 3. You could have scored 6 or 7.
Yeah, and if I'm honest, that's what we spoke about after the game. That's the disappointing factor. Although we're walking away 4-0, which is great, we could have been a little bit more clinical and got another couple of goals in there as well. But it's definitely positive to see the attack in play.
I've seen Felixstowe now a couple of times in the last 3 weeks, and I must say I'm very impressed by Miles Powell. Tell me about this player.
On his days, he's unplayable. He's got a lot of ability, both feet, and he has an instinct for goal when his head's on it as well.
And Jordy Matthews, I was very impressed with. He didn't score today, but he works hard. He's got this great pedal dexterity.
And I think they talk about it, don't they? You've always got a player in the midfield that is at the heart of the engine room, and without doubt that's Jordan. Even when he loses possession of the ball, you know he's going to look to get it back as well. And he's one of those that he doesn't set the world alight in terms of his visibility, but his performance is second to none.
Okay, good 4-0 winners. You're through to the next round of the VARs. A good round in the Suffolk Senior Cup.
Yeah, I think, I believe we've been drawn at home to Lowestoft. I think that's going to be a great game for us as well. It's back to us being the underdogs in a cup competition, but cup football, who knows what can happen.
Just finally, it's a beautiful ground here. The one thing lacking is the fact that there's the clubhouse you have to walk about 3 miles to, but you've got your new clubhouse being built. These are exciting times for Felixstowe Walton Club. You're doing well in the league. You've got games in hand. I know I can't remember which position you are, fourth or fifth, but you've got games in hand. The side are playing well. You've got the structure here. You've got the support. You must be a very, very satisfied man at the moment.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think it's taken us 2 or 3 years to get the squad performing to the levels we are on the pitch, but I think the important bit is the off-field activities. As you say, we've got the clubhouse underway, which hopefully we should move into in February of this season. Our home attendances are up. I think the average attendance at the moment is 200 this season, which is fantastic. We're getting the local communities getting behind the team now as well, so it's exciting times.
Well, congratulations from today's victory.
Thank you.